Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Frank O'Rourke. Batting second. The right fielder, Harry Rice. Batting third. The first baseman, George Sisler. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ken Williams. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Bing Miller. Batting sixth. The catcher, Steve O'Neill. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Spencer Adams. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Wally Gerber. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Elam Van Gilder. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Elam Van Gilder. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Sam Rice. Batting second. The second baseman, Bucky Harris. Batting third. The left fielder, Babe Gansel. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Joe Judge. Batting sixth. The catcher, Benny Tate. Batting 7th. The third baseman, Aussie Bluge. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Grant Gillis. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Hadley Senby. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Hadley Senby. And now, play ball. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke hits a fly ball into left field. Gansel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a fly ball into left field. Gansel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gillis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bucky Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris bunts towards first. Sisler scoops it up and throws to first, with Adams covering, for the out. Rice moves to second. One out. Babe Gansel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gansel takes first base on ball four. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Rice trying to get to home. Williams throws the ball into O'Neill, who tags Rice, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Gansel moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tate settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is hit by the pitch. Herschel Bennett pinch runs for Bing Miller. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bennett. The throw from Tate and he is safe. Bennett steals second. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lee Senby fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Spencer Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a fly ball into center field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Herschel Bennett now playing center field. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate hits a fly ball into center field. Bennett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Grant Gillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillis hits a pop-up towards short. Gerber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hadley Senbi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee Senbi hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Adams reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber hits a fly ball into left field. Gansel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elam Van Gilder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Gilder strikes out. Two outs. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Rourke hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. Rice hits a pop-up towards short. Gillis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber misplays the ball. That's an error on Gerber. Bucky Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rice. The throw from O'Neill and he is out, Gerber applying the tag. One out. Bucky Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 0 in the game. Harris hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Babe Gansel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gansel is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Gansel hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams who is chasing the ball. Gansel reaches third base with a triple. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 1 in the game. Goslin takes first base on ball 4. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Judge takes first base on ball 4. Goslin moves to second. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0 for 1 in the game. Tate takes first base on ball 4. Gansel scores. Goslin moves to third. Judge moves to second. It's 1-0, Senators. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bluge hits a line drive into left field. Williams picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Williams. Sisler fumbles the ball. That's an error on Sisler. Goslin scores. Judge scores. Tate goes all the way around to score. Bluge moves all the way to home. It's 5-0, Senators. Grant Gillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillis is 0 for 1 in the game. Gillis hits a fly ball into center field. Bennett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0 for 1 in the game. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Goslin. Williams reaches second base with a double. Herschel Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bennett hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Judge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Neill strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Browns nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Hadley Senbe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee Senbe is 0 for 1 in the game. Lee Senbe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bucky Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 1 in the game. Harris hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Harris reaches second base with a double. Babe Gansel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Harris moves to third. Babe Gansel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gansel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Gansel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harris scores. It's 6-0, Senators. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 6, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Spencer Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 1 in the game. Adams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Harris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0 for 1 in the game. Gerber hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Harris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elam Van Gilder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Gilder is 0 for 1 in the game. Van Gilder hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Harris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 6, and the Browns nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Judge hits a fly ball into center field. Bennett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Tate hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Aussie Bludge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bludge is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Bludge hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 6, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. O'Rourke hits a pop-up towards short. Gillis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 2 in the game. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0 for 2 in the game. Sisler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Sisler moves to second. Herschel Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bennett is 0 for 1 in the game. Bennett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 6, and the Browns nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Grant Gillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillis is 0 for 2 in the game. Gillis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bennett who is chasing the ball. Gillis reaches third base with a triple. Hadley Senbe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee Senbe is 0 for 2 in the game. Lee Senbe hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sisler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. O'Neill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bucky Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Harris hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Adams reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 6, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 0 for 2 in the game. O'Neill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gillis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Spencer Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 2 in the game. Adams takes first base on ball 4. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0 for 2 in the game. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gillis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Adams moves to second. Two outs. Elam Van Gilder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Gilder is 0 for 2 in the game. Van Gilder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bluch fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 6, and the Browns nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Babe Gansel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gansel is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Gansel hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Bennett. Gansel reaches second base with a double. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Goslin takes first base on ball 4. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Judge hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. O'Rourke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Tate hits a fly ball into center field. Bennett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ossie Bluch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluch is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Bluch hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 6, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bluch fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-3 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bluch fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harris fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Williams hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rice. Williams reaches second base with a double. Sisler moves to third. Herschel Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bennett is 0-for-2 in the game. Bennett hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 6, and the Browns nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Grant Gillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Gillis hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hadley Senbe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee Senbe is 0-for-3 in the game. Lee Senbe hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Van Gilder can't make a play. That's a base hit. Lee Senbe moves to third. Bucky Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Harris hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lee Senbe scores. Rice moves to third. It's 7-0, Senators. Babe Gansel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gansel is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, a triple, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gansel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rice scores. Harris moves to third. It's 8-0, Senators. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Goslin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harris scores. Gansel moves to second. It's 9-0, Senators. Ernie Nevers now pitching. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Judge hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler scoops it up and throws to first, with Nevers covering, for the out. Gansel scores. Goslin moves to second. Two outs. It's 10-0, Senators. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Tate strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 10, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 0-for-3 in the game. O'Neill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bluch fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Spencer Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Adams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Harris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0-for-3 in the game. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bluch fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 10, and St. Louis Browns, 0. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.